Hey, it's time to pay tribute to a teacher. It's brought to you by our great friends, your Valley Toyota dealers. And here's how this works. We've been doing this for years. Teachers are underpaid. We want to give them a bonus. And this bonus is $2,500. You can text the word teacher to 411923. Tell us about a deserving teacher. And we've got a selection committee, Chad. We're big time.
We are.
And so they select certain teachers, and then we figure out, okay, can we give them a bonus? So what we've got is a couple teachers online. We're going to pick their brain a bit. We're going to announce a winner. And why don't we start with Melanie Newton, sixth grade teacher. Melanie, how are you today?
I'm absolutely wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great. What school are you teaching at?
I teach at Ence Elementary, Mesa, Arizona.
Okay, so how long have you been a teacher?
I've been a teacher. This is my seventh year.
What's the toughest part of being a teacher?
Well, the toughest part for me, and my husband would tell me, I can't take them all home. I just want to bring them all home with me and love on them, get them for more than just 6 hours a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, one of the things, the person who submitted it talked about how much you care about the kids and their mindset of as well. You went out, you set up a garden, and that some of the kids who would struggle, you'd have them go out and garden, and it would calm them down. Explain everything about that.
Yeah, what I've witnessed with my own kids is that some kids don't have access to being outside in the garden or being close to animals. And I just have witnessed how therapeutic that can be for kids and reminding them of who they are and their value and their worth. So that's been extremely important to me, to have those moments not only of just, you know, pushing standards and teaching to the test, but reminding them how important they are as human beings and how much they're loved just for being them. I've seen great results. And like I said, anytime there's an issue with a child that maybe they're having an emotional breakdown or having a hard time connecting, 5-10 minutes in the garden or feeding the chickens or the tortoises, and it's like you have a whole new child that you're dealing with.
Melanie Newton's joining us as pay tribute to a teacher. She's been nominated, sixth grade. Tell us the story of a child who needed the garden.
There was a student that had been in like the special ed program, and there was lots of stuff going on at home and, you know, maybe some stuff at school with, you know, being bullied for being a little bit different. And just giving that student purpose in the garden, you know, giving them responsibility to take care of the chickens, to plant and harvest seeds. I saw a huge change in their emotional capacity within the classroom. Within a month, I mean, we went from having 3 or 4 incidences of major blowouts to none. And then also that student being able to be an advocate for themselves and be able to ask, like, hey, when you're done lecturing, can I just go outside for a minute? And that, to me, was huge, to be able to empower that student to be able to self-regulate, to witness when they need help and be able to ask for it. Because I think even as grown-ups, sometimes we don't know how to ask for help when we're suffering.
Right. Melanie, if you were to get $2,500. Now, the stat answer that we always get is, well, I'm going to put it back in the classroom. But right. We want to know, what would you do for you?
Spoil yourself a little bit.
Is the correct answer, I'm going to Disneyland?
It could be.
It could be.
I honestly would probably do something fun with my family. So my husband and I have 4 kids of my own, but we love the beach. So I would definitely use that for a little family getaway, because I think that it's so important as an educator and so many different professions. If I'm not doing my own work so that I can be positive and I'm taking care of my family, it's really hard for me to show up as a teacher. So definitely a portion of that would go for like a little vacation to spend time with my family. Of course, there's projects. The garden is always needing things. So I would definitely put back into my garden. That would be absolutely beautiful.
Which beach?
Probably San Diego beach area, or maybe go a little bit north, closer to LA. The beach sand is a little bit nicer there, but anywhere in California.
Yeah. Well, send us a postcard because you're going.
Oh my gosh.
You got $2,500. There's no other teacher online. You are this month's pay tribute to a teacher. Thanks to our friends at your Valley Toyota dealers, a big check of $2,500. You got a little beach party with your 4 kids and your husband. How's that sound?
That sounds absolutely amazing.
Well, congratulations. You deserve it.
We're going to come to your classroom, and we're going to deliver a check. So we're going to meet you in person very soon, and we'll be calling you. And thanks for all you do, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. What an amazing surprise. And I am so grateful for everything that you guys do and that I get to be a teacher.
That's right. Melanie Newton, grade 6, Entz Elementary. Thanks, Melanie. Hang on. Our producers are going to want to talk to you. And yes, we're going to come out of your class, and it's going to be a whole thing. We're going to take photos. We've got video, and it's going to be great. Pay tribute to a teacher, and it is a fantastic program. We love doing that every single month. Brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.